First back of Sachem Mishnah Vav. Since we start talking about halachas of burning truma, kachim, the few mishnayot relating to truma and kachim. Now the halacha is the din is mishmeret truma. You say that if you have truma, you have to wash over it, that it shouldn't get destroyed, it shouldn't become tummy. That's the only truma that you can eat. If the truma that's already tmeya, you don't have to be concerned about it becoming more tummy, because anyway, you're not allowed to eat it, it's going to be burnt. So Rav Chanina says this kind of kind of mind, and the Yemei Shal Kohanim, in all the days of the Kohanim, like Nimnu and Lishif is the Bota and Nitma with Lada Tuma, and Bota and Nitma with Abba Tuma. The Gemara explains that we're talking about over here, you have one piece of meat that was Nitma, this Lada Tuma is really a Lada Tuma, which is a Shlishi. One piece of meat is a Shlishi, and you're burning it together with Bota that was Nitma with Abba Tuma that now became a Rishon. So if you're going to touch the two together, the Rishon is going to make the Shlishi into a Sheni. So Afal Pi Shemaisifim Tumah Tumaso, we're not concerned about it, because once it's tummy, and you don't have to wash it over for making more tummy. But Rabbi Kiva v'Amar, Rabbi Kiva said even more of a chiddush. We mentioned Kohen Olim Nimnu Mahavik Shem El Shenitzel B'Tzul Yoyim. Tzul Yoyim is the Sheni B'Tumah, and if this Tzul Yoyim touches the Shem, the Shem becomes a Shlishi B'Tumah. But Ner Shenitzel B'Tmei Meis, a candle or a lamp that became tumah B'Tmei Meis, the lamp is a Avatumah. So now, by touching this shlishi, the avatum is going to become a rishon. We're moving up two levels of tumah. Even though avishim masivim tumah tumasa, since it was tummy anyway, we are allowed to burn them together and burn in a fashion that will become to a high level of tumah.